And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope you are doing well. Right now, 39 degrees out there, 810 here at the station. And now joining us on the line, as she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
How was your
credit? Being on the phone with you.
Yeah, things are different right now, that's for sure. How was your Christmas holiday?
It was great. It was great. I took the week off last week and spent some time with my family. It was definitely different, and we had to be innovative numerous times, but it was good.
That's good. So, and again, we got another holiday coming up just this weekend, and you got to love this time of year. You get back-to-back holidays pretty much. All right. Well, Lisa, a few things going on over in Indy, including today. The last food distribution that you guys know of as of right now will be happening today.
That's right. So this morning, shortly after our visit on the phone, I will be heading out to the park to get ready for that food distribution. It's the Farmers to Families Food Commodities that we've been having. I think this might be our fifth one that we have had. It will be today at 10:30 at the Riverside Park Oval. So I'll give you a little bit of direction on how to get into the line. So you'll go north on Penn Avenue to Morningside Drive. And if you don't know where that is, it's the last street at the north end of the cemetery. And then you'll turn east onto Morningside Drive, and then you'll turn onto Fifth Street, which is the street that runs parallel to the cemetery wall, and then you'll turn back south onto Fifth Street and head towards the football stadium, and you'll watch for traffic guides, and they will get everyone in a line. It's a, I've said this before, a very well-oiled machine. The cars pull in, the trunks are popped, the doors fly open in the back seat, we pop in the boxes of food and a gallon of milk, and off they go, and everyone exits through the one-way. And again, it starts about 10:30, and we're usually done about 11:30. There's usually between 900 to 1,200 boxes. It just depends on what is on the semi. There is no income requirement for this, so if you want to come by and pick up a box, everyone is welcome. If you want to come by and pick up a box for someone that you know that can't get out, you know, the weather's a little chilly today, possibly rainy, so if you know of someone that might benefit from a box of food, you can come by and pick one up. That's, again, this morning at 10:30, and this is the last one that we are aware of until we're told differently.
All right. So, again, that is happening starting at 10:30 today. Some of the little different, no recycling this week. That's going to be put off until the 9th, correct?
That's right. That's right. So I might have misspoken before, but because of the holiday, the first Saturday will be moved to the 9th. So no recycling this week, but on Saturday the 9th, the recycling center will be open from 8 to noon, and you can drop off all of the cardboard that you accumulated probably during the unwrapping of all of the Christmas gifts. So unfortunately, everyone has to hold on to that just a little bit longer because the city will be recognizing the New Year holiday, and they will not be open on that Saturday.
Okay, and speaking of which, another thing that's changed due to a holiday falling on Friday will be First Friday. It will actually be on January 8th instead of January 1st.
That's right. We will be having First Friday, as you mentioned, on the 8th. We have our lineup of speakers. We just published it yesterday. It's being sponsored by Ascension Medical Group, and we appreciate their sponsorship. Their sponsorship allows us to be able to put that out on YouTube and also publicize it through Facebook Live, because it will not be open to the public because we know that at that time we're going to be experiencing probably the Christmas holidays regarding COVID and what that might mean in an increase in occurrences and cases. So it will all be done Facebook Live. It'll start at 7:30. We usually wrap up around 9, so you can jump on live and watch it. You can watch it later on in the day. But our four speakers will be April Nutt. She's the executive director of Independence Housing Authority, and she was recently awarded a moderate income housing grant that she played a vital role, a very big role in writing that grant. And we're super excited that Montgomery County will be a part of that. I think in along with Wilson County, there's a partnership with this one. And she will be kind of rolling out all the information about that housing grant and where the new housing addition will be constructed. And then our second speaker will be Sergeant Jeremy Hunsucker. And this is really super cool. So he's from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And he's going to be talking about the canine unit fundraising effort. So I don't know, some people may or may not know that our Sheriff's Department does have a canine unit. And their dog that they had, his name is Cairo, and he was an operational canine. And he's recently retired due to some health issues and his extended time in service. And so they are looking to raise some funds for a new canine dog. Since the 1990s, the Sheriff's Department has had a specially trained canine. And so this has been very, very important to our department and our county because these dogs are trained in narcotic searches, article recovery, tracking and apprehension of suspects. And this particular dog has helped apprehend felony suspects. They've located firearms during article searches, and Cairo has assisted in the seizure of large amounts of dangerous and illegal drugs. So super important to the safety of our county, and we want to help the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department raise some funds. So Jeremy's going to be at First Friday to talk about the, as the canine officer, he's going to be there to talk about the canine program and hoping that our community will kind of rally and support the cause because it is very expensive to purchase and train and care and maintain, a highly trained animal that they need, and this kind of falls outside of their available budget. So they're needing our help, and I'm sure everyone will step up and help them. And then right now, what's kind of an extra bonus that if you actually make a contribution of $25 or more, you actually will get a Back the Blue yard sign that has been donated by Mossy Kennels. So we have about 30 Back the Blue signs at the chamber office. And so if you come in and let's say you were going to make a $25 donation anyway or a $30 donation, a little added bonus courtesy of Mossy Kennels will be this fun yard sign. It's two-sided. You can put it in your yard. You can maybe give it to someone else and put it out there and make sure that everyone knows that we're supporting our law enforcement. And then I wanted to point out also that Jeremy Hunsucker, as I mentioned, is very, very involved in the canine program across the state. And there, we actually helped them with some tourism funds host the Kansas Police Department Association conference. I think that was a couple of years ago, and we're actually going to be hosting it again this fall in October of 2021. So that's cool too, because they bring, all of the area law enforcement bring in their canine dogs, and they go out onto property and do a lot of training and such, I guess. For these canine dogs. So it's really cool that we're getting to host this in our community. So anyway, Jeremy's going to be on the roster to speak at First Friday, and then we will also have Angela Anthony, and she is the new park and zoo director. So Kyle, do you remember when I talked about Barb and Barry Berskins retiring from the city a few weeks ago?
Yes, I remember that pretty clearly.
That's right. Well, they Barb and Barry did not go to work on Monday. Lucky them. They are officially retired, and Angela Anthony went to work. And she is the new park and zoo director, and she has some big shoes to fill in replacing Barb Berskins. But I'm sure, knowing Barb, she laid everything out and had it all well organized, and has thoroughly and completely trained Angela. And from what I know about Angela, she's She comes to the table with a lot of experience, a lot of skill and talent. So while she has big shoes to fill, I think she's competent to do it. And we're super excited to have her as part of the community. And we look forward to kind of putting a face with a name and meeting her and learning more about her and maybe some of the ideas she has for our park and zoo. So she'll be in the lineup. And then Dr. Gangula, and he is the Montgomery County Medical Director, and he's going to be speaking about COVID as our final speaker. He is a doctor with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, but he's being invited to the table as the Montgomery County Medical Director. So he's going to be speaking on behalf of the county and providing some COVID updates, you know, just who knows what situation we might be in by January the 8th, but nevertheless, Dr. Gangula will be giving a COVID update. And so that's First Friday. And again, it's power-packed. We've got lots of great information, great speakers, and I just encourage everyone to jump on and watch it live, watch it later on, and then go on Facebook and share it because it's good information and we want to get it out to everyone.
All right, so there we go. Lots of stuff going on there for First Friday. And also coming up, I do believe this week is the first day hike.
I know. So I've not checked the weather. I don't know. Have you? Is New Year's Day? Have
let's,
a look at
New Year's Day. It's going to be a high of 39 and have a 50% chance of a rain-snow mix. So.
Okay, well, so here's the deal. It's Kansas. That's probably going to change in the next few days.
Pretty true.
And everybody just needs to think warm thoughts and put on sturdy shoes and bundle up. Get out and enjoy some fresh air. Good grief, we've been all cooped up. And this is an opportunity to do a couple things, to really get the entire family out for a first day hike, maybe make this a family tradition out at Elk City State Park at the Overlook Trailhead area. And Jacob Gio has organized this to allow for proper social distancing. Everyone can spread out because they've organized these first day hikes three different times, 10 in the morning, you can go out at noon, and then you can go out at 2 o'clock. So pick one of those times, bundle up the family. The trail is rated moderate, so it's appropriate for everyone. If you got small kiddos, put them on your, maybe you got one of those backpacks, you can put them on your back and just get the whole family out, the entire family out to enjoy, again, some fresh air, and it might be cold air, but you know, it's time to make those New Year's resolutions. And again, we've been so cooped up and limited on what we can do because of COVID, and rightfully so. But this is a wonderful opportunity that we have because, you know, in Montgomery County, we're so fortunate to have the Elk City State Park. This is not something that every, you know, rural community enjoys. So we need to get out and take advantage of that and hike the trails. There's nationally ranked trails out there. There's hiking and biking and fishing and hunting and camping and disc golf. There's everything out there. So lots of fun things to do outside at Elk City State Park. And I would tell everyone to just check out their Facebook page. We shared some information about the first day hike, but they're pretty good about putting things on social media. So like that Facebook page and watch for those things to pop up on your feed.
All right. So again, the first day hike coming up this Friday. We'll see if the weather changes, or at least the weather forecast changes a little bit. Also, a couple of things here for Save the Date. Of course, Martin Luther King Day is coming up, and there are a few activities going along with that, correct?
That's right. So again, because of COVID, we're having to be creative, and Martin Luther King's holiday is on the 18th, and they will be doing the celebration on the 17th. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will be a taped presentation that will be shown in video form, and it'll be launched at that 3 o'clock time. I was on a Zoom call last night, listening to all the plans that they were making, and they have a great speaker lined up. His name is Sam Ford, and he is from Independence. So I encourage everyone to do a little Google search on him because he will be phenomenal as the speaker, as well as there will be other things that take place. There will be the Spirit of Unity Award will be given out. There will be some essay awards that will be presented. And then in conjunction with that, we are also doing a food drive to collect food for the Independence Food Pantry and kind of replenish that after Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we're encouraging everyone to drop off food. You can drop it off at your child's school if you want, because they're in kind of a competition, and that would be fun. You can drop it off at G&W Foods, so you can just do your grocery shopping and then drop some off in their boxes, or you can swing by the chamber office, and we have a box just right inside the door. You don't need to come into contact with anyone, and just open the door and put your canned goods or non-perishables in the box, and then we'll get those over to the Access Center as well, so they can put that food on the shelves at the food pantry. And then there will also be a cruise night, a food night, a food fight cruise night. And we talked about this before, but that will be on Saturday, January 16th at 5 in the evening. So that's going to be something fun that they're putting into place because of the COVID restrictions and our inability to be able to gather. So they are trying to think of some fun ways that we can still recognize this very, very important day in honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So that will be again on Saturday, January the 16th at 5 o'clock. Everyone will meet kind of in the north end of the Oval area at Riverside Park, and they're going to be taking food items there as well. And I also believe that they're going to be taking a collection because the Diversity Task Force under the Chamber of Commerce that puts on this event also gives out a scholarship in the spring to a high school senior, and they want to continue to be able to do that. And typically, during the Martin Luther King event, they take a free will offering, and since that's not possible because we won't be together, they're going to be taking some donations. So if you have it in your heart to give, you can drop off your contribution here at the Chamber. You'll be able to drop it off during cruise night, and then you can watch the Diversity Task Force Facebook page, the city's Facebook page, the Chamber's Facebook page, and I think the school system's Facebook page for other information regarding all of the events for the Martin Luther King celebration.
All right, so that is coming up here in a couple of weeks. And also, we talked to Jim Carell last week about a couple of classes that's going on at ICC. But we'll just go ahead and throw that out there again for everybody to hear about, because those are coming up pretty soon.
That's right. So registration for the early bird registration to get your $15 discount is the 31st. So don't procrastinate. Make sure you get that done. And again, as we talked about, maybe New Year's resolutions, making learning something new part of your 2020 goal or your bucket list. And I can't imagine anything more innovative and cool than making your own guitar. So the guitar fabrication class will be from January the 27th through May the 12th, Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30. And you're going to learn basic woodworking and wood finishing techniques and how electric guitars work and how guitar components are made. And then you'll do guitar assembly and intonation and be ready to roll. So I think that's really a clever and innovative offering that the Fab Lab ICC is putting out there for everyone. So that registration ends on the 31st. Well, you can still register, but the savings of the $15 ends on the 31st. And then they have their second class, which is the entrepreneurial mindset. And I think Jim talked about that as well. And that's through the Ice House Entrepreneur Program. It, too, will start, January 28th and run through May 13th. And it's on Thursdays from 6 to 8. So, this class is you can take it virtually, you can take it in person, you can register at fablabicc.org, and we're really seeing a lot of people tap into their entrepreneurial spirit. step out in faith and being surrounded by people who are encouraging and have the similar mindset and working together to build, you know, a more entrepreneurial-minded county and state and nation. So pretty excited about all the things that Jim Carell, who's the facilitator, is rolling out on the campus of Independence Community College.
All right. Now, I remember talking to him last week. One thing still kind of made me chuckle a little bit was how there was a girl who took the guitar class, and she was going to make a guitar for her boyfriend. But about halfway through the class, she's like, no, he's going to have to make his own because I want to keep this one. Because you kind of take your own personal ownership of it when you're making your own guitar. You kind of get attached to it a little bit. So
I know. And you know what? I have never heard of a guitar making class. I mean, you have to have a fab lab to be able to do something mm-hmm. like this. And there are not many community colleges or colleges that have a fab lab. So we're very, very fortunate. And if this is something that even remotely, you know, piques your interest, you need to jump on this and take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, again, thank you so much for calling in today. If anybody does have any questions, though, about these events that you've talked about or anything else, or maybe they have an event they would like you to talk about, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I would love to help share any information that is out there. So please give me a call at 331-1890. That's the Chamber of Commerce number. You can find all the information on the flyers so that if you need more detailed information, you can go to our website and you can check that out, or you can go to our Facebook page. And I believe lots of the flyers are on our Facebook page as well, and that's Get Independent.
All right. Well, Lisa, again, thank you so much for calling in today, and we will talk to you again next week. You have a very, very happy new year.
You too. Bye, Kyle.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. She comes on every Tuesday. And, of course, we won't see her again until the new year when 2021 will start. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this chilly Tuesday morning. Current time, 8:32.